discussing yesterday the question posed to me last week by an individual who discovered just last week that an Orthodox Jewish man is being charged by the FBI and IRS for defrauding a large company's corporate matching program, whereby this individual solicited funds from the company as a matching donation to a charitable organization which was not really qualified to receive those funds by the company's laws, and he concealed the true destination of the funds and essentially took $40,000 that wasn't his from the company. And the question posed was that this individual had, after he had already engaged in this scheme, had served as an aid kedushin at a person's wedding. And the halacha is that someone who is guilty of geneva or gezela is pasul le'edus. And the question becomes, what is the status of this individual's kedushin? So yesterday we mentioned that the Ktos HaChoshen and Simin Lamed Vav recommends that one at a kedushin should l'chatchila designate edim ksherim to be the edim of the kedushin. And the reason why the Ktos HaChoshen recommends that is because there is a minority opinion that argues that when you have a large crowd of both those who are kosher edim and those who are not kosher edim, such as relatives, perhaps one would apply the rule of nimtza echad mehem karva pasul edusem betela, that if one individual in the crowed who serves as a witness is a karov or a pasul, then the testimony of everyone in the crowd is invalidated. And perhaps if one would apply that by kedushin, then you would not have a kosher kedushin when you have fathers and other such relatives watching the maisa kedushin. And so the Ktos HaChoshen, Simin Lamed Vav, recommends as a matter of course to always designate two people specifically to serve as the edim. That way, if they're the ones who have kavanah to be made and others don't have kavanah to be made, so then we would not apply that rule of nimtza echad mehem karva pasul, because you have something which distinguishes these as the two edim, not others. And many therefore have the practice to instruct the chassan under the chuppah to designate these two individuals to serve as my witnesses to the exclusion of all others. And if that's the case, which it happens to be, that is what happened at this particular individual's chasana, that two were designated as the witnesses. Perhaps, I don't know for sure, but perhaps the Masada Kedushin even said to the exclusion of all others. Well, that means you now have only two witnesses, one of whom is Aganav Pasul Eidus. What is the status now of this individual's Kedushin? So two thoughts, perhaps, that might be relevant. One is an interesting comment of Rabbi Kiva Eger in Choshe Mishpat, Simin Lamed Dalet Hilchos Eidus. Kiva Eger there writes the following: although the Shulchan Aruch says that a ganav and a gazlan is pasul le'edus, Kiva Eger says that when it comes to one who is gonev mamon nachri, one who steals from a non-Jew, the Ratzvaz says in a tshuva, he's pasul le'edus min ha-Torah. After all, in Hilchas Geneva, Hilchas Gezela, it's quite clear that there's an issur of Geneva and Gezela min ha-Torah when it comes to Gazel Akum and Geneva from an Akum. Nonetheless, Rav Eger quotes from the Marikash and from the Ratzvaz himself that since there are individuals who don't necessarily understand that it is an iser de oraisa to steal from a non-Jew, and it's possible that this individual who did so was not fully aware of the transgression that he was in violation of, maybe therefore one would not deem him to be pasul le'edus, since his transgression violation was as a result of his ignorance. Or in the words of the Rabbi Kiva Eger, quoting the Ratzvaz, Gnevas nachi asim deraisa umi kol makom yesh la hachshir, meaning one who might have been guilty of this chait, nonetheless might still be viewed as kashalaitis. Delav mashma le inshi de gnevas nachi asir. People might not know, they might not be aware of the halacha, and if their violation was a result of their ignorance of the halacha, then Kiviger says he would not be pasul le'edus based on that violation. The Pesachet Shuvah as well cites a Shuvah's Radvaz. Also, which the Pesachet Shuvah writes, B'shem the Radvaz, that such an individual is kosher mitam zeh kol shelo hisru bo tchila, if he wasn't warned ahead of time, v'hodi'uhu sheyufsa le'edus, and told that he'd be pasul le'edus machmas zeh, so granted he did the Avera, but if he didn't realize the consequences of it, or the severity of the transgression, it would not pasul him le'edus. So perhaps, on those grounds, there might be justification to argue that this individual's kedushin is still kosher, because if the person who engaged in this scheme and this fraud, he presumably knew that it was illegal, did he understand the full extent of the halachic implications of it? Unclear. If that's the case, says Pesachet Shuvah, if he wasn't told black and white beforehand that this will make you pasul le'edus, he might still be kosher le'edus under these circumstances. So that might be one mahalach to suggest. No, not necessarily. You know, when you call up a guy to be an eid kedushin, so what does he know about the halachas of eidus? Not necessarily anything. He knows he has to watch the Messias Tabas, and that's it. That's all he does. He doesn't know anything about the qualifications of who's allowed to be an eid, who not. Does he know the ins and outs of Genevas Akim, Gezel Akim? I would hope that anyone should know that, but Lav Dafka, that he knows it just because he's being called to be an aid. You are correct, though, that perhaps the Chassanim should be more selective in terms of who they call to be their aid Kedushin. That certainly is true, that they should take someone who is aware of the halachos and of the requirements and qualifications. That is definitely true. A second... Some yes, some no. Some Sadra Kedushin might not tell him to designate these Edom altogether. Some might say designate these Edom to the exclusion of all others. And some, as I mentioned yesterday, B'shem Rabbi Bleich, might say designate these two Edom to the exclusion of all Krov Mempsulim. So if you adopt that last formulation, that would solve our problems here as well. But I don't think that most use that formulation. I don't know if the formulation used at this particular chasna was to the exclusion of all others, or just I designate you two as my Edom. In which case, if that was the formulation, maybe we'd be okay here regardless, because there are others also who were not necessarily disqualified, but who would be kosher to serve as Edom. So I don't know how the formulation was presented. We're not absolving him from the Isser. We're not absolving him of the Isser. What we're saying is that he's not a Russia, which would disqualify him from being an aid. To be pasul le'edus, you're a Russia. That's what disqualifies him from being an aid. When you say that someone is a Russia, if he did something which he was not aware of fully the extent of the violation, that we're not saying. That's very likely what happened, and that's the same idea. That's the same idea, meaning he probably justified it for himself that it's all for charity anyways, and the company's got... So that's the same idea, meaning if one doesn't realize what he was doing as an Isser Gazel Daraisa, he justifies it some way or another, that's exactly the same svar. Then therefore that would not make him a Rosh Apostolatus, correct? That's exactly the same svar the Pesachet Shuvah and the Radvaz are saying. Well, let's not be specific, please. Don't be specific, please. Don't tell me what I don't need to know. Okay. Okay, so let's not get into specifics. I'd rather not tar... Okay. Okay, so let's deal with this question first. Okay? Let's suggest a second, perhaps, mahalach here. Second mahalach is the following. There is a famous machlokas of Henkin Zatzal and of Moshe Feinstein Zatzal with regard to a Jewish couple that were living together without chuppah v'kiddushin. They were married civilly. Perhaps in the case discussed here, they were not religious. They never had a chuppah v'kiddushin. Irreligious Jews living together, civilly married for many, many years. And then somehow they separated and there was never a get provided. And the question became, is there a need for a get when a couple lives together with no chuppah v'kiddushin? And Rav Henkin, Rav Moshe quotes as follows. Rav Henkin was of the opinion that when it comes to kiddushin, the fact that a man designates and takes a woman to be his wife, we assume that there was a kavana here for ishus, and that itself is a maisa kinyan. When everyone knows that they're being married and living together as husband and wife, so every bia between husband and wife that follows is a bia in which we assume there is a kinyan of ishus, and that renders them halachically married, says Rav Henkin. In the words of the Gemara, Ein Adam Osa Be'ilasa Be'ilas Nus, we assume that couples living together do so, not L'Shem's Nus, but L'Shem Ishus. And the Gemara as well, in Kitten Pei Aleph says, Hein Hein Edi Yichud, Hein Hein Edi Bia, you see them living together in seclusion and private for days, for weeks, for months, for years. They live like a married couple, conduct themselves as such. So, according to Rav Henkin, that halachically makes them married because we assume that there was Kavanah L'Ishus here. Now, Rav Moshe disagrees that in a case where the couple was not religious and they were in violation of so many Yisuri Daraisa, Shabbos and Kashrus and other such Yisurim, and it's a Shas Harchak, Shas Igun, you can't get a get from the individual for whatever reason, then Rav Moshe says that Me'ikar Din, you can rely upon the Psak that if a couple is Mufkar, Lav, or Al Yisuri Torah, then we don't apply that chazaka ein adam osa be'ilasa be'ilas nus. Because if he's not worried about chilas Shabbos and not worried about kashas, so why think he's so worried about be'ilas nus? So then we would argue, says Rav Moshe, if you need to do so for the sake of avoiding an igun, that okay, maybe we don't view that fact they were living together for so long as being a ishus, as being a kavan l'shem ishus. But when you're dealing with a frum couple, living like a married couple, and in a frum community where everyone sees them living as such, then even Rav Moshe would agree that based on that chazak of Ein Adam Osa Be'ilasa Be'ilas Nus, we can assume that there was a kavan l'shem ishus by the mere fact that they were living together as husband and wife for so many years. And if that's the case, then presumably here as well, that itself would be a reason to assume that they are halachically married from the very start of that relationship, even if there had not been a kasher kinyan at the time of the chuppah.